which comes out to 350 an acre.
It's a Reese Smith property where the IRS was.
Yeah, there's an old medical building on there that's supposed to be not in very good shape, but the rest of the property is pretty suitable for the kind of development you're talking about. This property has already had all of its approvals from the town of Georgetown. It's being, of course, marketed like many developers do. It's been packaged
Isaac's
now.
Isaac's Farm.
Which one, excuse me, Isaac's, Mr. Yeah. Godman, which one was the also medical or the used to
IRS,
be no, IRS
e,
building?
This
e.
one right here, E. There's a building sitting right here in the corner. There's a driveway in here and a building sitting right there.
I know where you are.
They acquired this house and to package it together so that the property flows through both streets. It's almost 10 acres. And it's pretty attractive if you're
only getting
for it.
You're only getting an in from DelDOT on that.
Probably.
And to get an exit they bought on Ennis.
Probably. That's probably how DelDOT would do that. This is a very large parcel of land here that has already been through the subdivision process with the city of Georgetown, and it's priced at $14 million. One of the advantages, if you wanted to become marketers, is that you could probably resell the back piece to someone to build really affordable housing. If you really wanted to become benevolent about the whole affordable housing situation, you could sell that property to a developer with a number of restrictions, I would think. And I have the drawings on that piece that show how the town approved the subdivision plan. There's the subdivision plan for you. Property G is an open farm field just past the shopping center. Pickles and Rite Aid are sit here. This is an open piece of farmland. It's almost 30 acres. It's priced at $5.8 million. It's pretty open space, pretty open. Now, letter H is the old southern states, and right next door here is our western complex right here. So it's contiguous to us. The city is currently serving with water. Sewer is available. It's 13 acres, it's a long piece of property. One restriction that you need to be aware of is that it's right around 200 feet wide in this one section, and with a DelDOT setback of 100 feet, you'd want to put your parking in the front and have the building in the back. Now, a couple other things I want to make you aware of is that, by the way, that's $2.5 million. Per acre, it comes out to, I think I priced it out at $177,000 an acre.
180,
yeah. But
183.
Yeah, but again, it is contiguous to the western complex. The SAP property way out here to the east is going to be.
This is what Mr. Rogers was talking about.
Yeah. This property is currently has an interest from our engineering department as they negotiate property for the accommodation of our runway extension on the airport. I brought you a map you can take a look at. The reason I brought you this map is it shows you the proposed road, the road that we're going to put in across Bedford. Bedford goes this way. The SAP property is right here. This is Bedford. We're going to put this road in and maybe this road when we do the extension for the runway. We need this area here needs to be left open for the approach glide path of the airplanes, but this property is just outside that. And if you wanted some more details, I have someone here from engineering who could explain to you what we're trying to accomplish with this property. This property is probably going to become yours anyway.
But
it's not on a main thoroughfare. It's south of town. You'd be sort of moving out to a remote area.
Mr. Baker wants to speak. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we talked to Mr. Hicken just before the meeting. He indicated that only part of that property is to be used, well, we need for the airport project.
Right.
And the other part we were not planning on acquiring. And that would be the part where we would build a building if we were using that site.
Mr. Hicken could probably.
So we would have to buy additional land over and above
what we got.
What we need
for the fly zone.
What we need for the airport for the fly zone, because you couldn't build on the fly zone.
No, we're only going to buy the fly zone, is what you're talking about.
Right.
That's all we're looking at.
And we couldn't build except on 4 acres there.
That's technology, Jim, but it's close.
That's a little far, a little remote, guys, for a public building. That's the only trouble with that, unless you want to, putting retirees out there, kind of like a veterans home.
I think Councilor advised us not to get into pluses and minuses, such
as
utilities and...
And I think the other thing is, too, just so you know, there was a question about whether we could go into executive session today on it. The executive session on the agenda was advertised for personnel only.
So I got a suggestion. And why don't we, now we've seen the inventory outside of town, I'd like to see the inventory of what we own inside of town. So we get a big picture and we can look and see what we do own and how that plays out. Because
I'll bring you that in 2 weeks.
That'd be fine.
Include parking while you're at it.
Everything. No, everything we own.
I will have. We'll have to beg your indulgence. I'll be on vacation next Tuesday, but I can have it ready for you the following meeting.
Well, that's what Bob just
chance
said,
of postponing that.
Of course. Chance. Everything has a price tag.
Hey, that's right. Everything's got a number to it. Depends how many.
Whoever
zeros.
Wants to drive to Salva, North Carolina, bring me back. That'd be fine. We want to come back.
It'd be no problem.
Fly me back.
We can fly down. I think with doing that in 1 week was very good.
Yep.
Well, are we going,
Mr. Baker?
Does anybody else feel we should continue looking, or are you happy over this side over here? I mean, that was my question. The only reason for discussion today.
Any thought of moving the county seat? It was done once.
I think we crossed that bridge today. I think we've made the commitment downtown. I mean, if we start changing every couple of years, it's going to cost you a heck of a lot more money than what we've been piecemealing together.
And so if the council feels that way, why waste it?
It's taxpayers' money. I know. It'd be nice to go out there, and we didn't do it. So it's hard to go backwards.
One thing I forgot to mention is I did get some figures today from the town of Georgetown as to if we were to build a new building out on the highway, our building permit fees, sewer connections, water connections would total somewhere in the vicinity of $460,000.
That will be minor compared to what it would cost to build a 120,000 square foot building to duplicate this and what that would be. You're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 30,
36
million. The same cost.
You guys better start thinking about this a little more than just.
It's,
huh?
Well, I think those are things that
he should go ahead and do the exercise of providing us the inventory of parking and current assets in town.
And I talked to, and Dale and I talked just briefly about this, just for a few minutes. And he asked my opinion, and I said, I am very concerned with having not something within walking distance of the main corridor here, And I said that was, that was my biggest concern that we are. I'm not going to say, because I wasn't here committed to downtown, but the building is built here, and it's nice to be able to, when they do find a parking spot, that they could walk to either building. So that's, but that's just one more view.
Okay. Mr. Duke, so that's consensus. Continue.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll move on to grant requests. We have 10 of them. And who's going to do that today?
I have that.
Mr. Baker.
Jim, thanks for that paperwork, too. Okay.
The first one is from the Millsboro Public Library, and they are requesting funding for adult programming at $3,000 and $2,000 to help cover energy cost increases. Last August, Mr. Phillips granted them $3,000 from his community improvement funds.
Mr. Phillips.
How much have I gotten in community improvement right now?
You have 52,000.
I move that we allocate those funds out of my community improvement account.
The entire amount?
Total of 5,000.
Second. Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes to go $5,000 from Mr. Phillips' community reinvestment account for the Millsboro Public Library of $5,000 for adult program and increased energy costs. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Cannon has left the room.
And Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I voted yes.
The next one is from Delmarva Christian High School. This is for equipment to enable an instructor, an American Heart Association CPR instructor, to teach classes on CPR. They are requesting $2,585 towards the cost of this equipment. I spoke with the lady who's a registered nurse, and she said that the classes would be open to the public.
Who's teaching, the hospital or something?
No, the lady's name is Denise Parsons, a registered nurse, and she is she works at the high school, and she would like to teach these classes for a much lower fee than what the hospitals do. She says at Nanticoke Hospital, they charge $30 for a CPR class. If we assist with equipment costs, she would charge the high school would charge $13, and the classes would be open to the public.
One or 200.
What was the amount requested?
$2,585.
How much? That's a
$2,500.
That's pretty much countywide in its scope. There'd be an objection to 500 from each councilman's fund.
Yeah.
There would be.
I think so. Every school would be coming in with these programs in this.
Yeah.
And it's just, we got to be careful about the money we allocate to some of these programs.
The paramedics.
Make a motion.
I think there's something out there, the far school, paramedics, they.
Yeah.
It don't cost us nothing to far.
Maybe $100 each or something.
That a motion?
I'll second that motion.
You got a motion?
A motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes to appropriate $100 from each councilman and grant funding for Delmarva Christian High School for CPR and classes and equipment. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Next is from Sussex County Habitat for Humanity, which is the only builder in the county, according to them, serving those whose incomes are under 50% of median family income. They are requesting any funding that we may have available.
Didn't we just give them?
In the past.
We put it on hold.
We did not, right.
That was part of that funding that we put on hold at the end of the budget. Is that right, Dave?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think until we bring that off the table, we should just put this on the table, too. I'll make that a motion, too.
The motion to do what?
Just to say when we make a decision on all those funding issues that we did at the end.
So we're just going to defer on this?
Yeah.
To make the motion then to defer on this request.
Okay. Got it. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Cole to defer on Sussex County Habitat for Humanity Housing Program. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Next is for the City of Seaford for the Parks and Recreation Football Program that's been in existence 16 years and serves over 80 boys and 40 cheerleaders. Last year, Mr. Dukes granted $500 from his youth activity account.
I'll make that motion. We get $500 from my council medic, youth activity.
Youth activity.
Youth activity.
Youth activity.
I'll second that.
I heard that over.
Motion by Mr. Dukes, second by Mr. Phillips. How much was it?
$500.
$500 from youth activity. Youth activity?
Yes.
Youth activity, Mr. Dukes. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Motion back.
Next is from Laurel Little League. The Laurel Little League has won 6 district championships this year. They have one team heading to New York to play. 3 are in the Delaware State Tournament. And anyway, they're requesting $500 per team for a total of $2,000. And a year ago, $500 was granted, $250 from Mr. Dukes and $250 from Mr. Phillips from the youth activity accounts.
Same thing? $250?
Yeah.
$250 from Dukes, $250 from Phillips.
Second.
Youth activity, right?
Yes.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Dukes, $250 from Mr. Phillips, $250 from Mr. Dukes from youth activity for Laurel Little League operating expenses. Questions?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Yes.
Next one is Town of Blades. Blades Police Department is hosting the first annual National Night Out tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. and they are requesting funding for caps and T-shirts.
Is it tonight? It's tomorrow night, isn't it? The second? They're all tomorrow night, I think.
It says Tuesday, August 1st.
Okay.
Well,
and what did I give them last year?
We didn't. This is our first one.
Okay.
For various materials, hot dogs, hamburgers, and caps and T-shirts.
I'd like to give them $7.50.
Too hot tonight.
We'll say Mr. Jones goes five bucks too over that.
I'll say that. What'd you say?
$7.50. We're gonna send you tonight to his place. He can get to him. motion, Mr.
Excuse me, Mr. Guy wants to vote.
Hold on a moment. I can make a quick check with paramedics because there was some question about whether or not they were doing it tonight because of the weather. So if you give me a couple moments, I can send a messenger to paramedics.
Okay.
All right, we still go to funding now. They'll have it.
We'll do the funding. They'll have it sometime. Okay. I mean, unless they cancel it altogether, we won't do the funding. But if they do it, we'll do it. We'll fund it anyhow. We'll hold the check.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Duke. Second, Mr. Jones. And what was the amount you're going to do?
$7.50.
That's youth activity.
Youth activity?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Questions? Mr. Cole stepped out of the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
I would have yes.
Okay, the next is Historic Georgetown Association. This is requesting funds for some of their projects, which includes revitalization of Kimmytown and restoration of the old Calhoun Store and Academy Annex on Cedar Street across from the train station, which they want to use for children's programs.
I'll give them $7,000 out of my community money.
Second.
Historic Georgetown Association, motion by Mr. Jones, second Mr. Dukes to give $7,000 for Mr. Jones's Community Reinvestment Fund. Questions? Mr. Cole is out of the room. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
I vote yes.
The next is from Williams Chapel Church in Bridgeville, and they are requesting funds towards building improvements in the hall, where they hold tutoring and mentoring services for after-school programs. They have substantial water damage during the last recent storm.
I'd like to give $1,000 for community money.
What was the purpose again for that one?
It says, I mean, they say that most recent storm caused major water damage to our hall, which is used for youth and vacation Bible school. This is also where we hold tutoring and mentoring services for the after-school program.
Is there any urgency on this? Could it be deferred?
Yes. Yes. We got run out by Kramer.
Yeah, I guess you'd say on the advice of council, if you could defer taking action on that so I can look into it a little more.
We won't go against your advice.
Okay.
All right, next.
Okay. The next is River of Life Christian Center. And this is to provide nutrition assistance for feeding the hungry of Sussex County. They are requesting $1,000. It says they feed an average of 80 to 150 people each month from the local community.
Who's that?
That's mine. I'm at $500.
That's Greenwood.
Where?
That's mine. Yeah.
$500 to the River of Life Christian Center Nutrition Assistance Program for anyone in Sussex County.
The community improvement or community improvement?
Yes.
Improvement.
Yes,
motion, Mr. Jones. Second, Mr. Dukes. Mr. Cole's out of the room. Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Mr. Dukes.
Yes.
I vote yes.
And then the next is from the International Association of Approved Basketball Officials, number 129, for assistance. They are holding a golf tournament on August 11th, but they also have activities that benefit the youth in the county.
August 11th?
Yes.
August
11th. Where?
Sussex Pines.
Sussex Pines, yeah.
And how many does that?
How many foursomes?
I think you have to look at that.
August 11th. It's a Friday. Okay.
How much was it, Dave?
That's my anniversary.
I'm in Philadelphia that day.
$100.
I don't get traded.
Would sponsor a hole or two.
Okay. How much is it?
It says, $100 per hole.
$100 per hole.
18 holes.
A couple of $50, they, you know, they're down your neck of the woods, and they do officiate, Bill Thomas.
My neck of the woods.
Well, Seaver District. Whatever you want.
What do you want? Oh, you wanna give them 50 from each Councilmatic? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, alright.
We're spending our money, we don't know that you guys.
Make a motion, we give, 50 from each Councilmatic to a total $250.
Two and a half holes.
That's a, no, we got two holes and a debit. Got two holes and a debit.
Debit.
Two holes.
Alright.
Holes and a debit.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Dukes to buy two holes and a debit, for $250 to be $50 each Councilmatic grant funding. Mr. Cole's out of room.
Robin, are there ordinances?
Jones?
Yes.
Mr.
See, don't get paid.
Jones? Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Cole?
No additional business, Robin, there's no additional business?
We have the Kramer report.
Got Kramer report.
There's none here.
Kramer report.
There's none.
The other third page.
No.
There's n-
You're on here.
There's none. No, there is none.
Oh, sorry, Dan.
It's on page four, you can come forward.
Come on down, Dan, hell, we wanted to drive you, we kept you in out of the hot weather all afternoon anyway, cry a minute.
That's right.
We're gonna do three, you're only gonna get three.
Do what? We should deny you 1 week.
We're gonna do that, you get three out of four shots.
I love nothing better than four complaints.
Since you're here at the pleasure, council asks that you keep it brief this afternoon.
It's like this here.
There we go.
You know what? 10 seconds is brief, right? I wanna know something.
Turkeys, there we go.
Turkeys is right. Got a bunch of them. Tax bills. There's no provisions for somebody to split their tax bill, right?
Split their tax bill?
You know the answer, why are you up here?
Because I'm trying to find out whether or not.
You don't need a public audience to ask questions, you had.
Yeah, I do, because you got so many turkeys up here, you don't know which one's gonna answer correctly. I wanna know, is there a way to split these bills?
Make payments on your tax bill.
Rather than, and then not get soaked for it.
Well, we take partial payments at any time.
But.
What do you mean split the tax bill?
In other words, if somebody has got a $4,000 tax bill, can they pay, say, $1,000 now, 2 months from now, pay $1,000 without a penalty?
If somebody's got a $4,000 tax bill, we will work with, we always will work with people.
That's all I want to know. I was asked a question because the guy got pretty teed off when he got his tax bill, and he wasn't very happy because he was thinking he was going to be, you know, taking a penalty if he doesn't pay it, you know, all at one time.
The penalty is only on the outstanding balance. It's not on.
I understand that, but there again, so he is being penalized, though, if he doesn't pay it all at one time by the end of September.
It's called interest.
Yeah.
I understand what it's called. I know what it's called.
So you don't think he should be charged interest for his unpaid balance?
If he wants to make them payments $1,000 now and $1,000 2 months from now, why should he be penalized?
And when did you start practicing law?
Yeah. Mr. Kramer, my recommendation would be that the gentleman who received the bill, if he has a question about it, he should consult the county assessment office and talk to them. I'm not sure that needs to be.
First of all, you're not going to get no answers from them. Here's where the answers is, because they're the ones that can, at some point, change it.
If the man's got a hardship, you know we'll work.
Not hardship per se, but don't skin it. Look, you guys want to sit up here and say how much about you want to help these farmers out, but yet when it comes to tax time, you don't want to give them no breaks at all.
If the man's got a hardship, tell him to come see me.
Yeah, right.
But we
right.
We're still going to give him a tax penalty. Do what?
Right.
We try as best we can to work with people.
Yes.
Be reasonable.
I thought we go to executive session.
We're not ready for the gas tax before the year.
Is there a motion to go into executive session?
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second.
We will not
Dukes
be long.
To go into executive session.
I have a statement.
All favor, signify, saying aye.
Aye.
We are in executive session.
See ya.